Going Deeper podcast, where we take Sunday's sermon and go deeper so that we might know God's Word and be transformed by it. I'm Pastor Ace Davis.
Well, I pray that you all had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Missed you on Sunday. Really wish that we could have been together. It was weird waking up on Sunday morning and not going to church. I'm sure it was weird for you guys as well, but had a wonderful time in God's Word on Wednesday night at our Wednesday evening service, and looking forward to our time together this week as we begin in Mark chapter 4. So we've just finished Mark chapter 3, and there's something that I wanted to draw our attention to in this podcast today. And it's something that comes up, Mark chapter 3, and it's verse, let me find it here, in verse 23, Mark chapter 3 and verse 23. It says, "And he called them to himself and began speaking to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan?" It's interesting that Mark uses this word parables here, and he tells us all of a sudden now Jesus in his ministry begins to use parables. I wanted to just touch on parables in this podcast today, because as we go into Mark chapter 4, we are going to begin Mark chapter 4 with a parable, and we're going to continue to see now parables that Mark gives us from Jesus as Jesus was teaching now with, begins to teach with parables. So, what is this word parable? What does this word mean? Well, if you looked it up in the Greek, this word in the Greek, parabolos, means to throw alongside or to come alongside. And we would use like our word, para, parallel, right? Something that runs alongside something else. Parabolos is the Greek, to come alongside or to throw alongside. And literally what this word means here, as they use the word parable, is to come alongside in order to teach a spiritual truth. And so Jesus would use parables to teach, in order to teach a spiritual truth. So he was giving a story, he was giving an illustration as he taught using these parables, so that he could teach a spiritual truth through that illustration, through that story, through that parable that he's giving. Now, there are people that will say today, you know, Jesus taught in parables, he used stories, and so that's why when I preach, I use stories. Well, if you hear, like I had heard this last week on the radio, a preacher that was very famous, you would know him if I told you who it was, was on the radio, and he would tell a story, and then he would give like one line of teaching, and then he would just break out into another story. And then he would give one little line of teaching and then break out into another story. And he's not working through a text. It's very topical, and it's just full of stories. And that's not how we are to read God's Word. That's not how we're to teach God's Word, how pastors are then to take God's Word and teach it to others through stories like that, because Jesus told stories. No, Jesus used these parallels for a specific purpose, and I don't want to get into too many details because we're going to see this in Mark chapter 4. I don't want to spill the beans before we get there in Mark chapter 4 as we get into the purpose of parables. But Jesus wasn't just there telling a bunch of random stories so that way he could then break out into one truth and just all of a sudden give them a truth like you would hear with preachers today. In fact, preachers today shouldn't even be teaching like that. They should be expositing God's Word, going line by line through God's Word, letting God's Word do its work in the lives of the people as the pastor pulls out the truths of God's Word and then gives it to the people. That's the power lies in the Word of God, not in the stories that these pastors are telling. And so it's just a poor excuse for, I don't know why. Some of them, maybe because they're so busy, they don't have time to sit throughout the week and study, or they think it's going to draw more people in if they just tell a whole bunch of stories throughout. And sadly, it does. It can be very entertaining, lots of laughter going on during the sermon and all this kind of stuff. And so maybe that's why they do it. I don't know. But that's not the way that we are supposed to preach God's word. It's not through just a bunch of stories and then giving one little line of truth at the end of our story. And so Jesus didn't do that. That wasn't the purpose of his parables. Was there one spiritual truth that he was giving in these parables that he's given? Yes, of course there is. But Jesus didn't just walk around and just tell a bunch of stories to draw crowds, you know, so that way he could just give some one-liners of truth in these. In fact, as we're going to see in these parables, there's a lot of judgment that's going on in parables. As the people who would have understood parables, they would have realized and known, oh man, there's something deeper that's going on here. It's not just a funny story that Jesus is telling us here. There is something that's really going on. And so Jesus begins to teach in parables. And again, there's teaching that's going on as well with these parables. What is the teaching? Well, we're going to go in as we dive deep into these parables and we look and see what's going on in these parables. We're going to see the truths then that Jesus is conveying as he speaks to us in parables. And so parable simply, again, just means to come alongside, to throw alongside. It's a parallel to a spiritual truth that Jesus is giving. And so as we work through these parables over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see, and I want you just to pay attention to this and see what spiritual truth, just think about this, what spiritual truth is Jesus giving us in these parables? What is it that Jesus is trying to teach those who are listening? Especially here in Mark chapter 3, verse 23, it's interesting. The scribes are the one who say this to him. The scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying he's possessed by Beelzebul, and he casts out demons by the ruler of the demons. And he called them to himself and began to speak to them in parables. Why would he all of a sudden begin to speak in parables to these guys, to these Pharisees? He did it with them. He also did it with his own guys, with his own disciples, with them around, with the apostles that were there, that were following him. And other disciples that were following him around, he taught them in parables as well. So why would Jesus teach them in parables? We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about that over these next couple of weeks. But just be thinking about that as we study through these parables, be thinking about there's one truth in here that Jesus is wanting to convey. What is it? What is that one truth? And we will hopefully be encouraged by these parables. We will see what Jesus is trying to convey as he teaches with parables, that he's not just trying to give, you know, a funny little story. He's not simply just there to tell stories to draw crowds. That's not the purpose of why Jesus does what he does. So I would encourage you to be there on Sunday. We also start Equipping Hour this Sunday at 8:30, where we will be getting into the fundamentals of the faith, and really excited about that. That begins at 8:30, from 8:30 to 9:30, and then service will begin at 10 o'clock this Sunday. So I hope to see you there as we begin to study these parables that Jesus uses to teach truths to his followers and also to others that are around him who are listening. So I'm looking forward to our time together. I hope to see you all this Sunday, and hope you have a wonderful and blessed week.